attentive.
O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. To you, O Lord, have I cried, O my God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to edify him. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached thee fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God.
Peace be to you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
At that time, as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened. And Jesus sternly charged them, "See that no one knows it." But they went away and spread his fame through all that district. As they were going away, behold, a dumb demoniac was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He casts out demons by the prince of demons." And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease in every infirmity. Among the people.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Good morning. Maybe many of us have seen, and I've mentioned before in another sermon, that funny book, How to Talk Minnesotan. Maybe you've seen that one. How to Talk Minnesotan makes quite a few jokes about how Minnesotans seem rather cold and uninviting, especially to newcomers to the state. Perhaps this reflects the climate we live in. When I moved back to Minnesota with my family, one parishioner here who grew up elsewhere joked and said this, "Minnesotans will give you directions to anywhere except to their own front doors." Kind of funny, kind of sad, but maybe true. I guess it is our own Minnesotan culture. But this challenge of being welcoming in the church has been something on the minds of church leaders since the first century. First century church leaders and authors of the New Testament were concerned that culture could prevent the message of the gospel and the message of Christ's love to spread to others. St. Paul, for example, knew this very, very well. St. Paul was concerned that Jewish Christians trying to preserve Jewish culture and customs in a Gentile world would hamper the spread of the good news. There were real political, social, religious, and even a divide between Jewish Christians and non-Jews who became Christian. Jews, even Hellenized Jews in the first century, were viewed with some suspicion by non-Jews. Likewise, many Jews and Jewish Christians looked at non-Jews with suspicion because they had not followed God's commands, didn't follow rules regarding ritual purity, didn't have kosher diets, and so on. Now imagine, as Christianity spread to non-Jews, what conflicts, concerns, and theological debates came from that? Well, these conflicts and concerns and debates, they're spread all over the pages of the New Testament. In fact, the very first council of the church dealt with this issue, which took place in Jerusalem and is detailed in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts. The council in Jerusalem instructed Jewish Christians to welcome Gentile Christians into the church. The letter coming out of the council in Jerusalem that was sent to Antioch, as recorded in Acts chapter 15, told the Gentile converts the following. "For it has seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to impose on you no further burden than these essentials, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from blood, and from what is strangled, and from fornication. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell." So the early church invited non-Jews to become Christians, and that only the essential moral issues should be imposed on them, not the whole of the Jewish laws and regulations. The non-Jews were to be welcomed into the church. St. Paul, too, as we read in today's epistle lesson from Romans chapter 15, reflects the same directive from the church leaders in Jerusalem. St. Paul wrote, "Brethren, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to edify him, for Christ did not please himself." St. Paul meant that the church was not to be some kind of self-righteous club, but a place for those who are weaker in the faith to be built up, edified, strengthened, and welcomed. But might not this be the same kind of case and problem with us today, pleasing ourselves? Perhaps we might wish everyone was just like ourselves in our parish, wishing the same political, ethnic, economic, and family backgrounds. Maybe we wish everyone was from the same, I don't know, political party or apolitical. Maybe we wish everyone was Greek or a convert or upper class or middle class or from a traditional family structure or younger or older and so on and so on and so on. We might think, that person doesn't belong here. I wish he was more like me. We might think that the church should be a homogeneous entity instead of a diverse community growing closer to God and each other as people like St. Paul would have had it. In the letter to the Romans, St. Paul tackles the issue of division head on. The epistle to the Romans tackles the issue of the Jewish-Gentile divide head on, proclaiming in chapter 3, after discussing Gentiles and Jews, there is no one who is righteous, not even one, he proclaims. Everyone needs God's mercy, love, forgiveness, and help, Jews and Gentiles alike. All need to be welcomed. The Jewish Christians welcomed people with undesirable backgrounds, formerly immoral backgrounds, rough backgrounds. The church welcomed in the Gentiles. As long as they repented of the biggest sins, the Gentiles were welcomed into the church, their home. The early church was an ethnically and economically diverse group. Rich, poor, slaves, free, Roman citizens, non-Roman citizens, Jews, Gentiles, those faithful to God throughout their lives, side by side with newcomers, all together in the church, the body of Christ, all needed welcoming in God's house. St. Paul laid before the Romans and before us a challenging but beautiful vision of the church and how it should conduct itself and treat its members. We heard a few minutes ago in the epistle lesson, may the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. Let me repeat that. Welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. What might this vision, this directive, this guidance from St. Paul to welcome one another, what might that look like for us today here in Minneapolis? Let's consider some possibilities and act on one of them by Labor Day. Greet a newcomer with love into the church. Make a new friend at church, a new friend with a different background that might be from yours. Keep an eye out for those by themselves at coffee hour, talking with them and making them feel comfortable. Invite an outsider to our church. Help a person straighten out his or her life, welcoming and leading that person back to Christ in a loving way. These are ways that we can follow through on St. Paul's directive to welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed you. Let us, therefore, welcome one another, therefore, as Christ has welcomed us, for the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.